From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Senate is headed into an all-night debate on Iraq. The Democratic leadership wants to force a vote on a measure to pull most U.S. forces from Iraq by next April. Republicans are dismissing the round-the-clock session as a stunt, and it's unclear that Democrats will have enough support to move forward. But there's a lot of talk about a potential pullout from Iraq, both on Capitol Hill and on the campaign trail. For some sense of what a pullout would mean logistically and strategically, we go now to NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. He's at the Pentagon. Tom, Democrats are calling for a substantial cutback. Some Republicans want a change in strategy, moving away from combat, focusing more on training Iraqis and going after al-Qaeda. What's the military saying about all this?
Well, of course, General Petraeus will have a report in September, but what we're already hearing from officers in Iraq and at the Pentagon is they expect the surge to last at least through the end of the year and perhaps into next spring. That's pretty consistent. And Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, who is Petraeus' deputy, has told reporters on numerous occasions that he would like to see it last into next year. The problem is, once you get into next spring, you start running out of fresh Army troops. Now, the Army wants to have soldiers have 1 year at home and then 15 months over in Iraq. But at that point, to maintain that high level of forces, 160,000, you would be faced with decreasing that 1 year at home or maybe increasing that 15 months in Iraq. Politically very difficult to do and militarily hard to do because more people would start leaving the Army than are now. Many captains, for example, and sergeants are leaving. So, again, maintaining the surge for a while, and then you really do reach a wall, I think, next spring.
If there is a decision to start drawing down the troops, how long might that take?
Well, experts and also the Pentagon's own studies say anywhere from 1 to 2 years to pull all the troops out. Now, you're talking a huge, complex operation here, moving tens of thousands of troops, hundreds if not thousands of vehicles over roads to Kuwait where they would be boarded onto ships. Obviously, they don't have great highways to move all these forces. Another problem would be they'd be shot at throughout this process heading out. Insurgents clearly would target these convoys. So you would have to have a certain amount of attack helicopters, armored Humvees, tanks, and Bradley fighting vehicles helping them get out of Iraq. The other thing is, this is sort of odd, but you have to wash all the equipment before you leave Iraq. Hmm. There are Department of Agriculture inspectors at the docks in Kuwait, and they want to make sure that all the equipment is power washed so all the sand and mud is removed, which could harbor insects and germs that they don't want coming back into the United States. So it's a complex and lengthy process, but again, the Pentagon and experts are saying up to 2 years.
And if that were to happen, does the U.S. maintain some sort of footprint in the region? What might that look like?
Well, clearly they already have troops in Kuwait and Qatar and Turkey. And the sense is that there would be some sort of bases within the country of Iraq. And there are many to choose from. There's a base in Balad to the north of Baghdad, Camp Fallujah to the west, for example. They could maintain one of those two bases or open up new bases in a place, let's say, Kurdistan to the north.
Bases in Iraq, a possibility?
Exactly. Absolutely. Most people believe there will be some bases in Iraq into the future.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Tom Bowman at the Pentagon.